costs are discounted based off your income, regardless of your insurance status. They partner with local pharmacies to give you discounted prices on select medications. The discount program could save you thousands off the cost of your meds. No membership required. Simply get your medications prescribed by a CareArc provider, visit one of their contract pharmacies, and save. At CareArc, they believe healthcare should be affordable. Learn how you can save at CareArc.org.
Here we go. KVOE News Time, 8:49, which makes it Newsmaker 2 time here today. And we're looking at the Latino Awards Adelante activities, which are fast approaching. As a matter of fact, coming up on Saturday. We're pleased to have with us in studio Madeline Martin, Gilbert Rodriguez, and Chuck Torres joining us here today. Madeline, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
So far, so good. Chuck, how are you today?
Doing great, Chuck. Thank you for having us.
Oh, we're glad to have you.
We really appreciate it.
Yeah, and all sorts of fun activities that are going to be coming up. Gilbert, how are you today?
Great. Before we get started, I'd like to thank KBOE for hosting us here, and also to thank Madeline Martin for giving us this platform to perform this event, and also Mr. Chuck Torres. Thank him a lot because he's done a lot of work too. So all of us three has put in a lot of work and trying to unite this event. And so I'm real thankful for everybody here.
Okay, good deal. Well, let's start exactly when and where this is going to be. Madeline, I'll start with you on that.
Yeah, absolutely. So this event is going to be this Saturday. The gates open at 4:30. The event is actually going to last from 5 to 10. So it's going to be a long evening, but a long evening of fun for sure. And ticket sales are still continuing online, as well as tickets being sold at the door. A little change there. We've decided not to up the price by 5 at the door. We've decided to keep the same prices as we've had online, just because of some difficulties with getting tickets. So we would love as many people to come and don't want that to be a barrier. So we're just keeping the same prices. But this Saturday from 5 to 10 at Albert Taylor Hall on the Emporia State campus.
All right. What's the ticket cost there?
So $10 for you if you are an ESU student, absolutely, and $15 for those who are not an ESU student. And if you're 12 and under, you are getting in for free.
Okay, good deal. Gilbert, what is going to be taking place? What's kind of the timeline of activities between 5 and about 10 o'clock Saturday evening?
Oh, basically, all hand, we sort of made a basic outline on this. First of all, we have introduction by myself, and we also have I'm going to introduce Father, and he's going to say a prayer. The Father's name is Nicholas Ashmore.
Okay.
And also thank the MC, and also thank Chuck Torres is going to be present there, mm-hmm. and also in the master ceremony, and then the master ceremony is going to introduce Madeline and the United States Marine Corps and sing the national anthem, and also recognize the veterans, and then. Extremely after that, we're going to play taps. And then exactly after that, we're having the MC introduce Hyman Aguirre, Mariachi Solis. And then we're going to place the awards. Mm-hmm. And then on the awards will be old business back in the 60s, early 60s, and the current businesses. And the MC calls for Chuck on stage. Facts about immigration by Chuck Torres, movie history, intermission, and the middle of the movie. Movie gets back on. MC introduces the dancers. Help me with that name.
Then we have the Raíces Hispanos Grupo Folclórico,
dance group. The Hispanics of today and tomorrow dance group. Yeah,
yes, it's
going to
be really exciting.
You know why I had her say the name? She says a lot better than I can. I confess. That's good, though. I'm glad she does. And extremely after that, we'll do the final awards. And then extremely after that, we'll do the inductees of the Emporia Brown Express softball team. And then closing remarks by the MC and the DJ. And then we have the robot. And we'll hang out, and then the DJ will continue playing music throughout till 10 o'clock.
Okay, good deal. Chuck, how did this come about?
Good question, Chuck. there's a lot of karma involved with it. Back in April of this year, I was contacted by Lisa Soler of the Lyon County History Center.
Right.
There was an Emporia State student by the name of Alexander Lancieux. He is from France, and he was working at an exhibit at the Lyon County History Center, and they asked if I would help him, knowing my connection to the Hispanic community, and I readily jumped at that and helped him with that display that's still up at the museum. And we happened to have the opening of that on Cinco de Mayo, and that's where I ran into Gilbert, and he started talking to me about this event. Now, some of the karma is that Alex is from France. My mom was a French war bride.
I remember you telling me that last year.
And he lives in the area that my mom's from. So there's some karma going there. So that's how I got involved with it, and it's really been a wonderful experience.
Outstanding. Talk a little bit about your, I guess, research leading into the event, because it sounds like you've kind of been tasked as the historian here for the group. So talk a little bit about some of the different interesting historical tidbits that you found here getting ready for the event.
Sure. I went all the way back to Hernan Cortez and his trip or journey to Mexico. They were looking for gold.
Yep.
They were looking for riches. And we know that that ended with the demise of the Aztec Emperor Montezuma.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fast forward it later, there was revolution in Mexico twice, first in 1810, and then in 1910, another revolution occurred. The mestizo people, or Mexican people of mixed blood, were very low on the totem pole in society. And conditions in Mexico were very dire at that time. Lots of poverty, lots of poor. If you were of mixed blood, you couldn't own land. You worked the land, but you couldn't profit from it. That was controlled by what were known as criollos, or people of Spanish blood. They had the right to own the land.
Okay.
So things were bad. But what was happening in the United States was a world war, World War I. And that created a labor shortage here in America. And so where did they look for labor? They turned to Mexico, and they were allowed to recruit Mexican labor. And when Mexicans heard that all you had to do was go to the border and the work would come looking for you, they came by the hundreds of thousands. And that's where our story starts. The original immigrants to Emporia were part of this wave
part
of immigration
of that wave in the 19-teens.
To fulfill
okay.
labor on the railroad. Okay. So that's what brought them here.
Yeah, and obviously a expansion of not only Mexican American immigration, but also then you have other parts, Central America, South America, that have followed since then.
Yes, yes. And we're going to show a documentary video called Boxcar People. And Boxcar People, when they first came, the Santa Fe and the Katy had to house these workers. And they built homes from railroad ties, and they also built homes out of boxcars for the people so they could have a place to live.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where the title comes from. This story occurs in Galesburg, Illinois, but
You could easily move it here.
It's a reflection of what occurred here in Emporia. I couldn't do a better job of telling the story than this video will tell people. It will make some people very emotional. It covers the initial immigration, their struggles, the development of the church, because the Mexicans that came were predominantly Catholic, 95%. The other 5% were Methodist. So we had our own Catholic church, and there was a Methodist mission on South Arundel or La Colonia. So it's going to cover that. It's going to cover the segregation that occurred and what people did to overcome that. It'll cover the politics of what developed. It'll cover the veterans that went off to war, the offspring of the original immigrants answered the call at World War II. It'll cover what life was like when they came back from that war. It's an excellent video. I couldn't do a better job, and I hope the community enjoys it.
Yeah. Chuck Torres, Madeline Martin, Gilbert Rodriguez, as we talk about the Latino Awards Adelante activities Saturday evening at Emporia State University. Really quickly, Gilbert, we're starting to run a little tight on time, but how many awards are going to be given out here, coming up here Saturday evening?
Well, good question. Quite a bit.
Quite a bit.
Yeah. I'll say we'll probably be looking about close to 30 awards.
Close to 30? Mm-hmm. Okay. Good deal. For folks that would like tickets for Saturday, Madeline, how can they get those? Is it strictly online, or can you basically pay at the gate coming up Saturday afternoon?
Yeah, you can definitely still purchase online. That is through the ESU marketplace. We also have QR codes on all of our posters, and there's a website link out. So that's definitely the first way. And then we also, yes, we're having ticket sales at the door, like I said, 15 and 10. And we're going to have pretty much any way you can pay, we're going to have it available to you.
Okay. So Emporia State, where's the location officially on campus for Saturday?
Yes. Yeah, so it is at Albert Taylor Hall.
All right.
Yeah, which is right in front of that fountain. So hard to miss.
All right. Sounds good. Well, please attend the Latino Awards Adelante activities, which will be starting up at 5 p.m. at Albert Taylor Hall Saturday. Doors will open up at 4:30. And really want to say thank you to our panel for coming in here today. Madeline Martin, Gilbert Rodriguez, and Chuck Torres, thank you so much. Looking forward to this growing and becoming a regular occurrence here on the community calendar in years to come.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll see you guys on Saturday. It's now 9:02 on KVUE and KVUE.com as our Newsmaker 2 segment is over.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc, healthcare without the headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That's CareArc. It's 9:02.
Here's what's happening at the School of Visual and